You better sound wow, wow, wow on the call to everybody. Wow, 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 the you cows. We are the macho dogs of some other USA. We sniff and we fight and we play. We frighten all the kitty cats every time we say, you better bow, wow, out of our way. Come on and sing along with me. You better bow, wow, out of our way. Can you sing along with me? Bow, wow, out of our way. You better bow, wow, out of our way. You better bow, wow, out of our way. You better bow, wow, out of our way. Oh yeah, you better bow, wow, out of our way. You can sing along. Bow, wow, out of our way. Get ready to bark. You better bow, wow. I'm gonna ask you to bark and I'm gonna ask you to howl like you are howling at the moon. Are you ready to howl? All right. You better bow, wow.
Just making it up as you go along.
Dog. do that. You can only train elephants.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Hike! I was late on that one. I just got back from Africa, you know. I was playing cards with the natives.
Oh, Zulus?
No, I usually won.
I wish I had a glass of water.
Why, you thirsty?
No, I want to see if my neck leaks. I buy a raccoon, but John already has.
35 bucks.
Come in? Ready? Okay. I'm going to buy me a dog. Boop, shabop, bop, ram-a-lam. I'm gonna buy me a dog. What, my girl? My girl don't let me know how. How?
Now, oh, no, brown cow.
I think I'm gonna buy me a dog, yes, sir. I'm gonna buy me a dog. If I was looking for a word to describe what I'm gonna buy, I think dog would be the word.
Dog?
It would be dog.
Definitely
that would come springing from my lips. Dog. springing from my lips. Springing from my lips. Lots of dog stuff there. And indeed, they should come take them away. That's the Monkees from their first album, when one of those you can call filler tracks. And it closes out our set for the time being on dogs. I've got more dog songs, actually, but we are past the midnight hour, and so I suppose it's time for the radio obituaries and see how long it takes us to get through these. And if there's time at the end, maybe we can get back to some other dogs and some other silliness that I brought with me that I have not yet gotten to. Possibly because it took so much time with that negative land thing. What was I thinking? Or maybe I wasn't thinking. You should think, too, and I should remind you at this time that you should go to feedthepig.org to invest in your future. That's assuming we all have a future, which is still something we have to sort of figure out yet. But that's a whole other story for another time. But I did need to tell you about feedthepig.org. And I don't need to invite, I don't need to thank Vince at whenthemusicsover.com because I did not go to his site and he was no help at all in my putting together the radio obituaries because I'm not Belinda. So I did my own research using Google and Wikipedia and all those other fine sites that are common to the common folk out there these days. But it is 12:07 according to that digital clock here at WMFO in Medford, and certainly time for the radio obituaries. Our initial radio obituary is for John Wetton, the English musician who played bass guitar in front and fronted the 1980s progressive rock supergroup Asia. He died on January 31st of colon cancer in Bournemouth, England. John rose to fame with King Crimson in the early 70s during the iconic Red Era, and later formed the band UK. In the early 1980s, he was a founding member of the supergroup Asia, which was his biggest commercial success. The band's 1982 self-titled debut album was the biggest selling album in the world that year, at least according to Wikipedia, and gave fans and mainstream radio the mega hit Heat of the Moment. There's no R there. Heart of the Dog was Laurie Anderson. We heard that earlier. But it was Heat of the Moment was the name of the hit that he had back then, and which we'll hear in a little bit. John also enjoyed a successful solo career, including the seminal album Battle Lines, and formed Icon with Asia bandmate Jeff Downs. In 2006, the original lineup of Asia reformed and toured the world several times to promote new studio albums. John Wetton was 67 years old, and he is the initial radio obituary here on Bebbles in the Think Tank on WMFO in Medford. Thank you.
One thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would fall from grace, and that would wipe the smile right from my face.
The post-initial radio obituary is for Professor Aaron Corey. He was an American comic, film actor, and activist, often billed as the world's foremost authority. He introduced his unscripted improvisational style of stand-up comedy at the well-known San Francisco club, The Hungry Eye. Lenny Bruce described Corey as one of the funniest, brilliant comedians of our time. Corey was born on July 29, 1914 in Brooklyn, New York. Poverty-stricken after his father deserted the family, his mother was forced to place him and his five siblings in the Hebrew Orphan Asylum of New York, where Corey remained until his early teens. He then rode in boxcars out to California and enrolled himself in Belmont High School in Los Angeles. During the Great Depression, he worked for the Civilian Conservation Corps, and while working his way back east, became a featherweight Golden Glove boxing champion. Corey supported left-wing politics. Quote, when I tried to join the Communist Party, they called me an anarchist, unquote. He appeared in support of Cuban children, Mamiya Abu-Jamal, and the American Communist Party, and was blacklisted in the 1950s, the effects which he stated lingered throughout his life. During the 1960 election, Corey campaigned for president on Hugh Hefner's Playboy ticket. During the 2016 Democratic Party presidential primaries, Corey endorsed Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders for the nomination of the presidency. Oh, if we only gotten the nomination, we would be in a much different place now. But that's just an aside. Corey was a frequent guest on The Tonight Show, hosted by Johnny Carson during the late 1960s and 1970s, and he also appeared in many films, including Foreplay, the 1975 film in which he played the character Professor Aaron Corey. He also played himself in the 1977 film Chatterbox, in the 1982 film The Comeback Trial, and the critically acclaimed 2013 documentary Erwin and Fran, which is about him and his wife Fran. Corey died at the age of 102 on February 6th, and at... I'll repeat that. because that's a long life. He died at 102 on February 6, 2017, at his apartment in Manhattan with his son Richard at his side. Erin Corey, the post-initial radio obituary here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Gentlemen, the world's foremost authority, Professor Erin Corey.
Some questions that were asked me. Here is a question. Professor, why do you wear tennis shoes? Well, that's a two-part question. First, you ask why. Well, why has been plaguing man since time immemorial? Statesmen, philosophers, educators, teachers, scientists have been asking the ultimate why. And in these few moments allocated me, it would be ludicrous on my part, for the sake of brevity, to delve into the ultimate why. Do I wear sneakers? Yes! And so I feel that we must appreciate not only understanding, but as Zuka Ben Zakkai once said, remember, wherever you go, there you are.
Now, I know a lot of you people are frustrated, you're full of anxieties and desires. And due to the fact that the world is now tottering on the brink, overlooking the precipice, bordering the abyss, I'm sure there are a lot of problems that do irk you. I'm here to clarify those issues. Now, are there any questions?
Why is the sky blue?
Remember, you planted certain questions for me and Mary to
oh, yeah.
ask you. And one of them is, why is the sky blue?
Oh, yeah.
And what was your answer?
Was oh, that's a two-part question. Yeah. First, you ask why. Why has been plaguing man since time immemorial? Statesmen, philosophers, educators, teachers,
scientists have been asking the ultimate why, and in these few moments allocated me, it would be ludicrous on my part, for the sake of brevity, to delve into the ultimate why. Is the sky blue?
Yes.
Who describes himself as the world's greatest authority, and whose act was a majestic chaos of crumbling half-sentences. I always say that we've been living under a kakistocracy. Now, the word kakistocracy comes from kaktos, from the Greek meaning bad. And kaka from the Yiddish meaning sh**.
Thank you.
What news are the Post? I started about maybe 17 years ago, and there was a guy that he used to give me papers every day. And by selling those papers, I collected almost $41,000.
Oh, 25 cents, you can't go broke with a quarter.
I don't know how I do it. I think my key is to try to make the words follow each other without being abrupt. The line comes from one steady stream rather than in raindrops.
Erin Corey, is a prominent comedian, performer, and satirist. He was blacklisted during the 1950s for his left-wing political opinions. As a result of the blacklist, he was unable to get the kind of work that his talent and experience would have permitted. Due to the after-effects of the blacklist, Corey was not able to get work on television and movies until the 1970s and 80s.
Yeah, that's good. Irwin Corey, you are ahead of your time. Thursday, December 16th, 1982. 1982, I was ahead of my time. I feel more like I do now than when I first got here. And this in itself shows that the development of those who realize the aspect of joining a curiosity which can only develop after the basic information is given, so that these allegations cannot be supported by any contribution that you might endeavor. What was the question? If the House Un-American Activities Committee ever called upon me and they would say to me, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? And my reply to that would be, sir, do you mind repeating the question?
The pre-penultimate radio obituary is for Alec McCowan. He was an actor who was on Broadway and West End star. He died on February 7, 2017, at age of 91. Alexander Duncan McCowan was born on May 26, 1925, in Tunbridge Wells, England. He studied at the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art and worked with several repertory theaters before making his London debut in 1950 in Chekhov's Ivanov. He joined the Royal Shakespeare Company in 1962. A hallmark in his early years with the troupe was Peter Brook's celebrated production of King Lear, in which Mr. McCowan played the fool alongside Paul Scofield in the title role. Alec McCowan, who died at the age of 91, was an actor of dazzling technical brilliance whose career encompassed the classics, new plays, two remarkable one-man shows, an abundance of TV and film, including lead roles in 1972 in Alfred Hitchcock's Frenzy and George Cukor's Travels with My Aunt. I have always wanted to be an entertainer rather than an actor, McCowan once wrote, but the truth is he was both. He could immerse himself in a character, but also hold the audience spellbound in his celebrated one-man performance of St. Mark's Gospel. Alec McCowan, our pre-penultimate radio obituary here on Bubbles in the Think Tank.
And they departed thence and passed through Galilee. And he would not that any man should know it, for he taught his disciples and said unto them, the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of men, and they shall kill him. And after that he is killed, he shall rise the third day. But they understood not that saying, and were afraid to ask him. And he came to Capernaum, and being in the house, he asked them, what was it that ye disputed among yourselves by the way? But they held their peace. For by the way, they had disputed among themselves who should be the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12, and said unto them, if any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all, and servant of all. And he took a child, and set him in the midst of them. And when he had taken him in his arms, he said unto them, whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name, receiveth me. And whosoever shall receive me, receiveth not me, but him that sent me. And John answered him, saying, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and he followeth not us. And we forbade him, because he followeth not us. But Jesus said, forbid him not, For there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. For he that is not against us is on our part. For whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because ye belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. And whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he were cast into the sea. And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands, to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter halt into life than having two feet, be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes, to be cast into hell fire, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. For everyone shall be salted with fire. Every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. Salt is good, but if the salt have lost his saltness, wherewith will ye season it? Have salt in yourselves, and have peace one with another.
Look at her, a prisoner of the gutters, condemned by every syllable she utters. By right, she should be taken out and hung for the cold-blooded murder of the English tongue.
Ow!
Heavens, what a noise! This is what the British population calls an elementary education.
Come, sir, I think you picked a poor example.
Did I? Hear them down in Soho Square, dropping H's everywhere, speaking English any way they like. You, sir, did you go to school?
What you take me for, a fool?
No one taught him take instead of tyke. Hear a Yorkshire man, or worse, hear a Cornish man converse. I'd rather hear a choir singing flat. Chickens cackling in a barn, just like this one.
Gone!
Gone! I ask you, sir, what sort of word is that? It's ow and gone that keep her in her place. Not her wretched clothes and dirty face. Why can't the English teach their children how to speak? This verbal class distinction by now should be antique. If you spoke as she does, sir, instead of the way you do, why, you might be selling flowers too.
I beg your pardon.
An Englishman's way of speaking absolutely classifies him. The moment he talks, he makes some other Englishman despise him. One common language I'm afraid we'll never get. Oh, why can't the English learn to set a good example to people whose English is painful to your ears? The Scots and the Irish leave you close to tears. There even are places where English completely disappears. In America, they haven't used it for years. Why can't the English teach their children how to speak? Norwegians learn Norwegian. The Greeks are taught their Greek. In France, every Frenchman knows his language from A to Z. But the French never care what they do, actually, as long as they pronounce it properly. Arabians learn Arabian with the speed of summer lightning. The Hebrews learn it backwards, which is absolutely frightening. Use proper English, you're regarded as a freak. Why can't the English? Why can't the English learn to speak?
Our penultimate radio obituary is for Red Lane, who's a country music songwriter who wrote the Tammy Wynette hit Till I Get It Right. He died of cancer, according to multiple news sources. He was 76. Lane, who was inducted into the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame in 1993, wrote songs for many of country's biggest stars, including Merle Haggard, George Strait, Willie Nelson, and others. He died on Wednesday, February 1st. Our penultimate radio obituary is for Red Lane here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I'll just keep on falling in love till I get it right. Right now I'm like a wounded bird, hungry for the sky. But if I try my wings and try long enough, I'm bound to learn to fly. So I'll just keep on falling in love till I get it right. My door to love has opened out more times than in, and I'm either through or wise enough to open it again. 'Cause I'll never know what's beyond the mountain till I reach the other side. So I'll just keep on falling in love till I get it right.
And our final radio obituary is for Sonny Girasi, born as Emmett Peter Girasi. In 1946, he was an American musician and singer best known as the lead singer for the musical group The Outsiders and The Climax. The Outsiders, a band from Cleveland, Ohio, recorded for Capitol Records during the and turned out four top 40 hits, Time Won't Let Me, Respectable, Girl in Love, and Help Me Girl, which was arranged by Chuck Mangione. And as lead vocalist for Climax, Girasi's biggest hit single was Precious and Few, released in 1971, which reached number 3 on the Billboard charts. In April 2012, Girasi suffered a brain aneurysm requiring intensive care. He died on February 5th, 2017, at the age of 70. Our final radio obituary for Sonny Girasi.
Precious and few are the moments we two can share. Quiet and blue like the sky, I'm hung over you. And if I can't find my way back home, it just wouldn't be fair. Precious and few are the moments we two can share. Baby, it's you on my mind. Your love is so rare.
Our radio obituaries, but it does not yet conclude Bubbles in the Think Tank. I never really know how long these are going to take, so I started it just after 12, and we still have 16 minutes left to go, so that gives us time for more silliness here on your freeform radio station. This is Bubbles in the Think Tank. I'm gonna go.
Together, it's an solo, cause the mother hawk that keeps folks from drifting apart. Now that's the reason, baby, that I call you baby. We're each other's counterpart.
Doggy style. U.S. custom Coast Guard dope dog nicknamed Buster. Like most dope sniffing dogs, he's got a habit, trained to have the habit. Pick up the tracks of the trafficker, trapping like a rabbit up the coastline. Canine, control substance retriever, receiver of the golden nose award for leading to the cash, cashing in on the stash. Now he's in line for his issue of the booty. Never do he do a line in the line of duty. He's a dope dog. U.S. Custom Coast Guard dope dog, keen sense of smell, tracking the telltale trails of cartel dope boats. Big dope, never a gram or OZ, kilo, too low key. Gotta be tons of P-blow, bells of lumbo, while other dogs sniffing one another's tails. He can track the profits from a dope sale straight to the stink account. Big banks, banking on launder, dirty money, not stinking. He follow his nose, and as the wind blows, he get a whiff, he take a sniff.
A dope dog.
Some drugs, C-I-A-I-O. And with those drugs he bought some arms, C-I-A-I-O. It was a bang bang here and a snort snort there. Here bang there snort, banging snorts everywhere. O-Mac uncle starts a war, C-I-A-I-O. But the war on drugs is hell on a dope dog nose. It smells where the nose goes when the dough's closed. And the dealer wanna hide the dope in the booty, in the twat. Dennis got to make the dog sniff the bowel, foul as they fart in his face. Damn, for a shitty half gram. The
dope dog.
U.S. custom Coast Guard dope dog, nicknamed Bustum. Like most dope sniffing dogs, he's got a habit, trained to have the habit. Pick up the tracks of the traffickers, track them like a rabbit up the coastline. Canine control substance retriever, receiver of the Golden Nose Award.
Toxic waste comes a fox that wastes no time. A genetically improved smell capability. The long and wagging tales of the possibility of clone canine. Conceived under the influence of toxic waste, the doctors, computer bugs, debugging devices, and vice versa, and various viruses. And until his retirement, no mention, no requirement, no way in his pension for the upkeep, the keeping up of the habit. The system have a habit of making sure you get a habit that can't be kept up with unless you're a dope dog.
A dope dog. An undercover knock with a bark, he took a bite out of crime. Posing as a CNI dog, he bit the blind. The man with the cane made a coat. Chews the dope boat float. The media goes comatose. Unrelated over-the-counter overdose. Now become drug-related. Aided and abetted by a lot of apprehension and indifference. The bigger the headache, the bigger the pill. Take your medicine, cause you're gonna be ill. When I tell you the deal on dope, there's more profit in pretending that we're stopping it than selling it. Selling out, we're in for the shock of a lifetime. Stopping, we might find faces in prime time, and faces of yours and mine. Over the counter, under the counter, on the counter, the drugs is not the drugs to drag you through the mud. It's the money, it ain't funny.
Dog, a dope dog.
Oh, my uncle has a bank. Drugs are sure to flow. C-C-I-C-I-A-D-E-A-I-O.
U.S. Custom Coast Guard dope dog, nicknamed Buster.
them like most dope sniffing dogs. Gotta have it, trained to have the habit. Pick up the tracks of the traffickers, track them like a rabbit up the coastline. Canine, control substance retriever, receiver of the Golden Nose Award. For leaning to the cash, cashing in on the stash. Now he's in line for his ear of the booty. Never do a line in the line of duty. He's a dope dog. He can smell the cargo on the boats and planes and trains and things. He can smell the cargo on the boats and planes.
Never, never, never cut no boys. Never, never, never cut no boys. Never, never.